Hello, everybody. This is the translation of John Cherry's message for Sunday, the 18th of June. Good morning, everyone. Over the last few weeks, Lucy, Guy, and Joelle have looked at various events that took place and were significant after the physical resurrection of the Lord Jesus. We have looked at the questions of the disciples on the road to Emmaus, the ascension of the Lord Jesus, the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was given. And in the church Bible study, we are studying the birth of the church in the book of the Acts. I find these things challenging regarding our lives as Christians and how we should be living in the light of these great historical events. As Christians, we firmly believe that the Bible is the complete revelation of God and is our guidebook for our daily life. We look back at these events with awe and respect and seek to learn from them. Today, I would like to take us forward in time to the next great event in God's calendar. That is the return of the Lord Jesus for his people. It is important that we do not confuse future events. In my simple understanding of prophecy from the Bible, there are two comings of the Lord Jesus. The first is when he comes for his people to be with him throughout eternity, and the second is when he comes with his people to rule on the earth. Today I want to examine the first of these, the coming for his people. As always, let us turn to the Bible and see what we are told regarding this event. Let us turn to John chapter 14 and read verses 1 to 6. There are momentous statements in these verses. First of all, he was talking to his disciples. It is very important to understand that the event that we are talking about today is only for the disciples of the Lord Jesus. Could I ask you a very personal question this morning? Are you a disciple, a follower of the Lord Jesus? Has there been a time in your life when you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus for the present and the future? When you ask God to forgive you for your sins? As Jesus was speaking to his disciples, he knew what lay before him. He knew that he was going to the cross to bear the punishment for the sins of the world. And that is why he said to Thomas in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you have not yet taken this step of faith in your life, there is still time. The Bible tells us that now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Jesus is still building his church. Where you sit, you can quietly ask Jesus to forgive your sins and become a disciple, a follower of him. Salvation is not a mass thing. God is a God of the individual. Conversion, salvation, being born again, is an individual thing, and only you can take that step personally. In verse 2, he goes on to tell his disciples about heaven. Look at the certainty with which he spoke. I am going. A statement of fact which we have seen when we looked at the ascension of the Lord Jesus. A historical fact for us today that Jesus has gone. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, we read that when the apostles were with Jesus on the mountain, he was taken up out of their sight. He knew what heaven was like. Look at the text. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. He knew what he was talking about, as he had lived there before. This, my friends, is what Paul told Timothy in chapter 3, verse 16 of his letter. And beyond controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, God manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, received up in glory. He is gone and is in heaven, as he told his disciples, preparing a place for them, for us, as his disciples. I find that really humbling and at the same time exciting that God, who created the heavens and the earth, is preparing a place for me in heaven. I love looking in the estate agent's windows at houses that are for sale, especially new ones, the design of them and, of course, the beauty of the surrounding area. When we turn to the latter chapters of the book of Revelation in the Bible, we can see what God is preparing for us, better than any new build that will ever be created by man. A wonderful place, and the greatest thing above all, the grandeur and splendour of heaven, is that the Lord Jesus himself will be there. Look what he says in verse 3. I will come back again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. A momentous statement that we have in this discourse. I will come back again. Listen again carefully to the words of the Lord Jesus. I will come back again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. These are not empty words. One of the things God wants us to experience is inner calmness. Instead of worry, God wants you to experience peace. Instead of anxiety, God wants you to know inner quietness. This is the Lord Jesus that is speaking, and his words are emphatic. I will come again and receive you unto myself. What did the Lord Jesus mean by this statement? I will come again and receive you unto myself. To understand this statement better, we need to turn to Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians and to chapter 4. In the first part of the chapter, Paul is exhorting those in the church to live a sanctified life. What about us? Are we living sanctified lives? Or do we live like the world? Are we led by our feelings, by our emotions, like those in the first part of chapter 4? In verses 9, 10, 11, Paul is exhorting the believers to continue in love towards each other. Seek to live a peaceable life and to be willing to work so that our daily life may win the respect of outsiders. Paul is appealing for love, grace, and a willingness to work and persevere so that we might have a good testimony in front of those around us. When I think about the coming again of the Lord Jesus, the Bible tells us that it will be very similar to the time when Noah lived. There are many similarities. Noah was given a master plan by God of the ark. It was fulfilled. And Noah was constructing the ark for many years before the flood came. Some theologians tell us that it took 120 years. You think we have had some warm days recently, but can you imagine what it must have been like for Noah? 120 years of working daily in the heat of the area where he lived. The scoffing and the incredulity of those around him on a daily basis. Noah was unmoved in his steadfastness and his faith, no deviation from the plan that God had given him. And the day that God's plan was completed, God shut the door of the ark, not Noah, and judgment came on the world in the form of the flood. What about us? God has given us clear instructions for our lives, clear instructions in the Bible as to how we should be living, what we should be doing. Are we behaving like Noah?
When God has finished building this church, then the event of the second part of Thessalonians chapter 4 is going to unfold. Let us go into the text at verse 13.
In these verses, I believe we have the return of the Lord Jesus for his followers. the return for the Church Universal that is often mentioned in Scripture as the Bride of Christ explained to us. The Lord himself will come from heaven. Here we have the fulfillment of the promise we read about in John chapter 14. The Lord himself will come. Look at how he's coming, with a loud voice, the sound of the trumpet. I firmly believe it is only those who know the Lord Jesus as Saviour that will hear his voice and the sound of the trumpet. What an event. And I love verse 14. Those who are asleep in Jesus will come with him. What a prospect. Those loved ones who have gone before, those who we miss, that chair that is empty, that a loved one once filled, the Lord Jesus is going to bring them with him. I love that phrase, asleep in Jesus. Sleep speaks to me of peace, tranquility, security. Our word cemetery has its origin in the Greek. It is the word for a sleeping place. The reason why this is significant is that it depicts death as something that is temporary. When we fall asleep, each night we wake up in the morning. So too, when we die in Christ, we can look forward to rising again at his coming for his people. What a comfort that is to us, to those of us who have lost a loved one in Christ and live in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection. Look at verse 17. We who are alive and remain will be caught up together, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wow, look at what Paul is telling the Thessalonians. We should be caught up together. What a united gathering that will be. Then the second part of the verse. Then we shall ever be with the Lord. What statements are these? And they should thrill our hearts. Together and ever with the Lord. Does that not excite you this morning, those words of Paul? Together and forever with the Lord. Caught up together. Sometimes we have difficulty, sadly, in understanding what that word means together. We look at divisions in churches, divisions in families, disagreements as to how we do things together. Is that really a good rehearsal for this event? In my way of thinking, the time that the Lord leaves us on earth is our time of preparation for eternity. Do we live our lives preparing for eternity? Are we trying to get to know the Lord Jesus better? Are we trying to get to know our fellow Christians better? Remember, the church is being prepared here on earth as the Bride of Christ. You ladies who are married, I'm sure, remember your wedding day, the time and effort that was spent by all involved in preparation for that huge event. I love asking questions. Could I ask how are we preparing ourselves as the Bride of Christ today? A searching question that only each one can answer before an all-seeing, all-powerful, righteous and holy God. That is why in the earlier part of chapter 4, Paul is exhorting the Thessalonians to live a sanctified life in light of the soon return of the Lord Jesus. Think again about this picture as the church being the Bride of Christ. Surely you ladies that are married wanted to look your best on your wedding day? Think of that beautiful dress. Embarrassment on your part as you wanted to look your best bridegroom. Let us use that picture as we think of ourselves, the church, as the Bride of Christ. If we thought more about this image in the light of the coming again of the Lord Jesus, I wonder if it would lead us into a life of sanctification in preparation for meeting the Lord Jesus. The question that you may be asking, when is this going to take place? The simple answer is that the only person who knows is God himself. We are clearly told in Matthew 24:36, no one knows the day or hour when these things will happen. Not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself, only the Father knows. All told to be the that many times that was almost 2,000 years ago. I firmly believe in the any moment. Jesus, and my advice to you this morning is to make sure that you are personally prepared for this event. Our God is a God of love. a God of grace, but also a righteous and a holy God and a God of judgment. We must be faithful this morning.
We don't often hear people talking about the judgment of God. But it is a clear historical fact that has been proven time and time again that God is just sin. After our first parents disobeyed God, sin entered into the world. Ever since that event, God has judged sin. But in his great love and mercy, he has always made a way of escape for those who listen to his voice. We saw it with the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. God sent his angels to rescue Lot's family before he destroyed the city. And so we could go right up to the coming of the Lord Jesus, who God sent into the world. The Bible tells us that in these last days, God has spoken to us through the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus.
Remember the words of the angel to Joseph. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. In a few minutes, we will once again be thinking of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. When he was crucified, his precious blood that was shed to pay the price of the penalty of our sins. God will ultimately judge those who have not accepted his offer of salvation. This offer of forgiveness is still available today. Will not be the case for anyone here. And if the Lord in the case that and to be worshipping the Lord for eternity.